So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Kol shivas hayamim hu zarek es adam, umakter es hakateres, umeite ves haneres, umakter ves haroish ves haregel. All 7 days of the separation, the Kohen Gadol sprinkles the blood, lights the incense, prepares the candles, and places the head and legs on the mizbeach. V'shar kol hayamim, imratz lahakrav makrav, shekohen gadol makrav chelik b'roish, v'noitel chelik b'roish. During the rest of the year, if the Kohen Gadol wants to perform the avodah, he can, because the Kohen Gadol gets first choice regarding the pieces that get placed on the Mizbeach, as well as first choice of the portions that are given out to the Kohen. The Gemara begins. Mantana. According to whose opinion our Mishnah was taught? Rav Chisda says, it cannot be Rabbi Kiva, because he holds Tahar Shenafla Alav Hazat Tamate, that a Tahar person who gets sprinkled from the waters of the Paraduma become Tame. Now, if as we just learned that the Kohen Gadol does the avodah all 7 days, and as learned earlier on Daf Ches, that the Kohen Gadol gets sprinkled from the waters of the Paraduma even though he is not at all Tame. According to Rabbi Kiva, if he is actually Tahar, he would now become Tame from the waters of the Paraduma and not be able to do any Avodah during these 7 days. Therefore, we must say that the Mishnah must be in accordance with the Chachamim who disagree and say that a Tahar person who gets sprinkled from the waters of the Paraduma do not become Tame. However, Abaye says the Mishnah can be in accord with Rabbi Kiva. For we can say, De'avid avayda kula yayma ulefan yimadu alau, v'tavol v'avid harashemesh, that after doing the avayda all day, they would sprinkle him only at the end of the day. He would then table in the mikvah and become tar at sunset. This way, the Kohen Gadol remains tar almost all day and can do the avayda. The Bryce explained the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham as follows. The Pasuk says, V'hiza hatar alatame, and the pure person will sprinkle on the impure person. It should have just said, V'hiza hatar alav, and the pure person will sprinkle on him, but instead says on the impure person. Rabbi Kiva says this teaches, Al hatame tahar, v'al hatahar tame. A tame person who gets sprinkled becomes tar, and a tar person who gets sprinkled becomes tame. The Chacham argued that that's not logical. Im al tame tahar al tar lekalshken? Because if a tame person becomes tar when they sprinkle on him, certainly a tar person should remain tar. Rabbi Kiva responds, although it's not logical, it is a gzeiras hakasev, a decree of the Torah. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech meant when he said, Amarti achkema v'hirachayke v'meni. I thought I would become wise, but it was far from me, which means that it's beyond my comprehension. However, the Chacham say, that Shlomo HaMelech was referring to another halacha. Mazu umazna lav tar, v'negia behem tame. One who sprinkles or who one gets sprinkled is tar, but one who touches the water not for the purpose of sprinkling becomes tame. Mazu tar is derived from behiza hatar. Mazna lav tar is a svara, as mentioned earlier. Now, there are actually two ways of becoming tame from the waters. Negea, contact, noise, carrying it. Derived from the following pasuk. Umazi mehanida yichabes begadav, v'negea mehanida yitman arv. The second part of the pasuk explicitly speaks of negea, where only the person becomes tame. The first part of the pasuk, which says that even the clothes become tame, must be referring to noise. We cannot interpret the word mazi literally, because we just said that mazi tar. We also cannot interpret mazi as negea because A, negea is mentioned separately in the second part of the pasuk, and B, by negea, only the person and not his clothes become tame. Therefore, we must interpret mazi as noise carrying it. However, since the Torah expresses it with the term mazi, we learn that carrying is only mitame begadim if one carries a shir hazah, enough water that can be sprinkled on a person. Even according to the opinion that hazah ain't shir hashir, the sprinkling has no minimum amount, that's only for the sprinkling itself. But the container does require a minimum amount, which is enough to dip the tip of the hyssop branch, which will absorb some of the water, and retain enough water to sprinkle. Let's go back to the Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham. From the words ala tame in the pasuk v'hiza hatar ala tame, Rabbi Kiva derived ala tame tahar v'ala tahar tame. A tame person who gets sprinkled becomes tahar, and a tahar person who gets sprinkled becomes tame. The Chacham disagreed, because it's not logical. Therefore, the Chacham say that the words ala tame come to teach, ein ha-dvarm halolu amurin ela b'dvarm ha-makabim tama, which refers to the following. The halacha is that after one hazah, one can make another hazah without dipping the azav into the water again. But after doing a malacha with the water in the azav, one cannot make a hazah without dipping the azav into the water again, because the water becomes pasul from the malacha. Malacha is defined as anything other than the hazah, Hazah is defined as a sprinkling on a davar hamakabel tuma, even if it's not a valid hazah, and is derived from the hiza ala tame. Therefore, niskaven lahazis ala behema behiza ala adam. Im yesh be'ezav yishana. If he intended to sprinkle upon an animal, but sprinkled upon a person, although the hazah is not valid, because he didn't have the required kavana, it is nevertheless considered a hazah, because he sprinkled upon a person who is makabel tuma. Therefore, he can sprinkle again upon the person without dipping the ezav into the water again. However, niskaven lahazis ala adam behiza ala behema. If he intended to sprinkle upon a person, but sprinkled upon an animal, the sprinkling is not considered a hazah, because he sprinkled upon an animal which is not mekabel tuma. Rather, this sprinkling is considered a malacha, and the water becomes pasul. Therefore, he cannot make another hazah on the person without dipping the ezav into the water again. The Gemara then discusses the order of the avodah. Our Mishnah implies that the Ketores, the incense, comes before Hatavas HaNeres, the preparation of the candles. The Mishnah Masechtas Tamid seems to say that the Hatavas HaNeres comes first and then the Ketores. Rav Huna wanted to say that the Mishnah in Tamid is the opinion of Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpah, and our Mishnah is the Chacham. However, we cannot say that Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpah is the opinion in Tamid, because he disagrees with a Stam Mishnah in Tamid. The Mishnah there says that the Kohen sprinkles the blood of the Tamid on the Mizrachis Tefayinus corner of the Mizbeach in such a way that the blood spreads across the east and north sides of the corner, and he then does the same thing on the Maravis Deremis corner so that the blood spreads to the west and south sides of the Mizbeach. In the Braisa, however, Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpah argues and says that although the Kohen sprinkles the blood of the Tamid on the Mizrachis Tefayinus corner of the Mizbeach in one Zrika so that the blood spreads to the east and north sides of the corner, on the Maravis Deremis corner he sprinkles separately on the west side and then separately on the south side. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan explains that it is our Mishnah that is Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpah, and the Mishnah Tamid is the Chacham. The Gemara then presents a contradiction within the Mishnah Yisrael Masechtas Yuma itself. Our Mishnah implies that the Hatavas and Neres come after the Ketores, and from the Mishnah later on, Daf Chafei Mat Aleph, it seems, that the Hatavas and Neres come before the Ketores. Abai explains that our Mishnah is talking about Hatavas Shtei Neres, the last two lights which are done after the Ketores. The other Mishnah is talking about Hatavas Chamash Neres, the first five lights which are done before the Ketores. Even though Abaye elsewhere says that Dam HaTamid, putting the blood on the Mizbeach, comes between the first five candles and the last two, that's only according to Abishal, who says the Ketores are brought after the candles are all prepared, and the order is as follows: Hatavas Chamash Neres, Dam HaTamid, Hatavas Shtei Neres, Ketores. Here, Abaye is referring to the opinion of the Chacham who argue with Abishal and say that the Ketores is burned before the last two candles are prepared, and the order is as follows: Dam HaTamid, Hatavas Chamash Neres, Ketores, Hatavas Shtei Neres. This discussion continues onto the next daf.